Preparing to Visit Persia, written September 18th to September 19th, 2008. If all that was beautiful in the world were concentrated into 10 small drops, then 9 of them would belong to Persia, leaving the world to fight over the last. If I must leave a final legacy, a memorial by way of writing, then I would fain scatter it everywhere while walking through the fresh land of Hafiz. Too long have I brooded over Persia, stealing subtle glimpses of her gardens, her vast deserts of salt and silent sand, her rampart mountains to the north and west, an epic crossroads of many ages, made famous by many and loved by more, yet always tasted or felt from afar, perception 3 times removed from the source. Every piece of dried fruit from the bazaar, eaten alone in dusty recesses, in my own far distant land of exile, is imagination's key to new dreams. The wind outside in the trees is restless, and it stirs up my long imprisoned soul to break free like leaves torn from the branches, finding repose in the land of Persia. As I plan once more to leave my homeland, there are those who question why I would go. Yet I leave them on the banks of Tagus, preferring instead the road to the east. Drawn from the veil of long futility, watching the course of slow degradation, I cannot refuse destiny proffered, opportunity granted from the flint. I remember my 3 former classmates who crossed my paths 30 years earlier, but then disappeared into history, hidden as 3 petals in desert sands. The sands of hostility and distrust, blown hard by an inconsolable wind, and of circumstances cruel hindrances, have fallen silent for a brief season. A brief and unfathomable moment, as of a butterfly perched on a leaf, poised uncertainly between 2 seasons, surveying what has passed and what will come. Thus I enter a place fully unknown, void of familiar reference points, yet celebrated among all peoples as a home for poets and travelers. Grudge me not this short time of wandering within the holy moments and places, along the footpaths once enjoyed by kings, when the wind becomes still from its clamor. Within a garden's walled security, or alone on an endless desert road, but also among the throng of others, let me see and enter into this land. As one who swims with whales in the ocean, or who flies as a gossamer pigeon, let me forget my own fragility and follow after destiny's summons.